Good morning, Dan. How's the transition been to the new role?
Oh, pretty seamless, to be honest. Obviously, last year I did the same, where I went from the Brumbies straight into the Wallaby role. So, certainly second year around, consistency amongst the coaching group and consistency to a certain extent amongst selection makes it a little bit easier.
And I guess 15 Brumbies currently in this Wallaby squad, that would obviously help your role, that familiarity as well.
I mean, you know, like we'll always say, we pick the players that we think are best suited to be the English team. And reality is, Brumbies performed pretty well this year, and players have earned selection off the back of it. But also really enjoying, building relationships and working with guys from other franchises.
Dan, you must have been pretty happy from an Australian perspective to see how well the team's played through this Super Rugby campaign this year.
Yeah, really proud of how we performed, you know, and especially, I suppose, that last sort of 8 weeks. We had a couple of losses there where we played the grand finalists back-to-back and then didn't perform well against Moana. But, reality is we're a decision away from being in the grand final, and we thought we really could have challenged the Crusaders if we got a chance. But all that tree and we missed out. But a good end to what was a really special 9 years of my life.
Yeah, and you've got the role at the Wallabies of forwards coach, and you've got some big boppers around there, which you'll need against this England outfit, who have got a fair crew coming down as well. The big question is, Taniela Tupou, how's he going? Is he going to be a show for this first test, knowing that he had that calf injury? And from, it seems like all reports, he may be just hurting a little bit.
He's been working really hard since he sustained the injury a number of weeks ago now, a couple of months, to be honest. But he's going to be touch and go. We'll see how he performs over the next couple of days. Understanding that it's a long test campaign this year. It's the first test in the series, and to put him in a position where he'd be high risk, would be crazy. But yeah. If he's fit and available, he's certainly a player that can that brings a point of difference and can really challenge the English in areas that they consider to be strength.
And you're happy for him to hang on the wing and throw that little last pass to Marika Corabetti like he did last year?
Yeah, it's pretty special, wasn't it?
Wasn't it great?
Just seeing a guy who's about 135 kilos, big powerful unit, with silky skill down the edge there against the South African sides, and Marika was good enough to finish it off. But and that's the thing with Taniela, you know, he's probably not your traditional tight head prop. He brings a skill set that's very unique and is certainly very effective.
Do you understand history as well, this group, or are they sort of, taking it the cliche one game at a time? Because, England, and as you would have been a part of it last year overseas, and then 2015 was the last time we won, I suppose the only one spruiking that is Eddie Jones, isn't he? He's the one sort of reminding everyone about that. Does that come into play with your mentality and leading up to this game?
Oh, look, it's not something that we've spoken about as a group. Certainly in the back of your mind that the English have had a run of victories against the Wallabies since that World Cup performance back in 2015, and we're keen to beat the English on any given day. So it's a rivalry that goes back many years, and getting in a three test series, getting a result and building momentum in that first test sets you up for the rest of the series. At the same time, for us, it obviously gets the monkey off the back.
Mm. So England have been here for a little over a month. What's been Australia's preparation? When do you go to Perth, and how have things been in camp, and how we've been preparing ahead of this test?
Yeah, camp environment has been superb, to be honest. We're up at Twin Waters, which is a one-stop shop. So we've got our gym, we've got our training field, meeting rooms, everything is right on our doorstep. So it's perfect for preparation. I suppose if there's a positive to being knocked out in the semi of the Super Rugby tournament, it allowed us to get in the camp a little bit earlier to prepare for the England series, which was, we spent the last couple of weeks up here, and big training day today, recovery day tomorrow, short and sharp session on Thursday before we fly over on Thursday afternoon to Perth to get ready for the game on the on Saturday night. So, yeah, no, there's certainly there's been a whole lot of information, detail, a lot of physical preparation to get them ready for Test rugby. But so, yeah, we won't be perfect on Saturday night, but we're certainly well prepared. There'll be zero excuses.
Would you say, Dan, the most exciting thing about this squad is the competitiveness in amongst the positions for a starting spot?
Yeah, I think that's accurate, Matt. I think for the first time in a long while, we're starting to build real depth in a number of positions, in key positions. You know, you just have to look at the 10 position. You know, you got three good 10s, obviously two very experienced 10s, and a young bloke in Noel Olesio. Front row, back row, there's tremendous competition there, outside backs, which is healthy. Now, that's what you need. If you want to be a world-class international side, you need a core group of world-class players, and you need a core group of players that are constantly challenging, putting pressure on each other, and we feel like we're building that.
Is Will Skelton still in the mix, mate? Obviously, with the old or revised Gitto law, the three backs came in as the overseas players. You know, Will has been going tremendously well overseas. La Rochelle won the Heineken Cup. Is he still in the frame for an Aussie jersey?
Yeah, he certainly is. It's look, the thinking was he's come off the back of a really long French series this year, or French year this year, and with bringing three guys in, obviously Dave and the selectors have chosen the three guys from the Japan League. But we'll again, you know, similar to Taniela, big man, with a point of difference. He came into our group on the spring tour last year and fit in really well, you know, really good character, brings a whole lot of physicality and just a real presence to our group. So, he's certainly going to come into consideration the back end of this year and well and truly moving to the World Cup next year.
Hey, Dan, I'm guessing you watched State of Origin with interest on Sunday evening, because I noticed Matt Ballan, who is an assistant coach with the Queensland side, was there in camp with yourself and Dave Rennie. Just talk about that relationship.
Passionate Queenslander, so disappointed with the performance or the result. But, New South Wales are always going to bounce back. And, it was great having Matty Ballan in last week. Look, anytime there's crossover between codes and sports to just bounce ideas around, obviously there's a lot of similarities between rugby league and rugby union. And, myself, Wisey, certainly a very passionate rugby league man as well. And Prances are in his New South Wales jersey. And Dave, you know, obviously has enormous respect for the NRL as a competition. So, it was great. You know, Matty's a really good fella and was genuinely interested in how we do things. You know, wanted to sit down in front of the laptop and talk about attack and defence, and was really observing closely how we train, and that's what you get out of it as a coach. Whenever you do any personal development, a lot of the time it's how coaches present and run their meetings and engage with their players. You know, there's a lot of things that you can take away from it. So it was good to have him around, and hopefully they'll repay the favour, and we'll get into the Bronx over the next couple of months.
Yes, I can only assume that you're a passionate Queenslander, because you and I are from the same hometown of Ayre.
Mate. Phelan's Pies.
Phelan's Pies, yes. And your parents, they ran the Queen's Hotel in Ayre.
They did, yeah. No, Mum and Dad had the Queen's. They bought it back in 1990. It was a three-year project, and they sold it 16 years later. So, but they're still in the Burdekin, and I get up there around Christmas time and that sort of thing. But, mate, I clearly remember ducking down to Phelan's Pies and knocking out three or four for lunch.
or on the way home from the pub.
They're good. The pasties with peas are pretty hard to beat as well. No, it's good to see a fellow Air Cane Toad joining us this morning. But obviously back on the subject of the test this weekend, what's the feeling amongst the group? Obviously, there's a lot of excitement with some new blood coming through, but obviously a lot of excitement that an old foe like England, they're there to be beaten.
Yeah, I think that's it, isn't it? You know, to be honest, they're pretty relaxed. We're certainly not playing the game too early in the week, which is a good thing. You know, we've got to make sure we conserve that nervous energy and emotion. But it all comes down to our preparation, and so far it's been excellent over the last 2 weeks. We've got to have a really good training couple of days this week, and then off the back of your preparation, you go into the game, knowing you've ticked all the boxes, you're clear between the ears, and you can just go out there and play footy the players' genuine physicality, and that's what we're going to need to do against the English. We've got to win that physical contest and take our opportunities when they come, because they'll be rare. But overall, there's real excitement. Australia versus England, three test series. Obviously, Andy brings a real player to the contest as well, being a coach, coaching the opposition. So, yeah, can't wait to rip in.
Yeah, tell me, just before I let you go, Dan, Suliasi Vunivalu has had a tough run of it since he came across from rugby league. He's in the camp now for the first time in a legitimate sense. How good is it watching him run around, and what's he bringing to the team?
Yeah, incredible athlete. Great aerial skills. And he's just had an unfortunate run of injuries where he hasn't been able to string back-to-back games. And he managed to get a few games together before he came to camp. And now, I think it's just about increasing knowledge in his detail, coaching him closely and just giving him confidence to use the skills that come naturally to him. You know, you don't even think, gee, should I go looking for the ball? Should I hold on my wing? That sort of thing. If he thinks or sees an opportunity, then back himself and go and take it. Because, you know, if you're getting one-on-one with a tight forward, he's going to hurt them. So, I think it's exciting for him. He's in really good shape. Hamstrings are to be, and now he can just go out there and learn and get better and apply what he brings because of the natural talent he has. That's pretty scary.
Well, Dan, we're looking forward to the first test of the Ellen Mobbs Cup this weekend against England. And I know you and the group will be as well. Good luck with the preparation ahead of that match, and hopefully we'll get a 3-0 result. But let's start with Saturday night. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks, fellas. Always a pleasure. Cheers.